guys. I'm back today with another episode. So I miss you guys. I'm back. I'm on my lunch break. I have 30 minutes left before I have to go back into work. So I'm going to do a quick, like, 20-minute podcast with you guys. I hope everyone's doing well. I am doing well. I want to inform you guys that I started my diet today. Well, yesterday. Yay! So I'm on a new diet again. Basically, as you guys know in my past, I haven't told you, I was seeing a nutritionist. I've seen two nutritionists in my past, and basically I still had the meal plans that they gave me, so I just pulled from both of those meal plans and now I'm dieting on, I was doing Weight Watchers, but now I'm doing I'm doing everything through my Fitness Pal, because they charge the same thing as Weight Watchers. They charge $19 a month, and I feel like on this system, it's just better because it's not a point system like Weight Watchers. I can actually have a calorie range. So my calorie range, like, I Googled it for my height and weight because I'm 4'11", and, like, whatever. It's like at my range is like between 1,000 to 1,288. That's the one I picked for me. My other nutritionist had me on an 800 calorie thing. To me, that's, I feel like I was starving myself, so I didn't like that diet. So I'm sticking to the 1,000 one, 1,200 one for right now. That's the one I'm doing right now, and it's been working out pretty well. I've just been like eating really clean, eating healthy. Yesterday, I went to the grocery store and spent like a whole bunch of money in like healthy food for the house. So far, everything's looking good. I haven't had no cookies, no chips, no nothing bad. I've been eating clean, and I'm proud of myself. I'm going to keep it up. I really was going to go for a walk today. Like, I was going to take, like, a 10-minute walk. But I guess I won't because now I'm doing a podcast talking to you guys. So it doesn't matter. I can always take my walk. Maybe this evening I'll go for a walk with my daughter. She loves taking walks. We'll go for a walk this evening or something. Or maybe I'll walk this building before I go home. I'll take, like, a 10-minute walk around the building before I officially go home. I don't know. Anyway, guys, so I want to come to you guys with another Girl Talk. I think this is Girl Talk Part, what is this? Isn't it part? Is it part two? Might be part three. And I think it's part three, Girl Talk Part 3. Something like that. I have to re-edit the title if I did the wrong number. But, anyway, so what I want to come and talk to you about today is Girl Talk. Why are you so negative? That is the title, Girl Talk Part 3. Don't quote me, I might be wrong on that number. Why are you so negative, girl? This is what I don't get. So I see so much negativity from females to females. I don't understand it because as women, we go through so much hell in this world. We go through hell and back. We deal with so much BS. Yet somehow we manage to gang up on each other and treat each other like garbage. I never understood it. Like, why is that? I look at social media and I just see women turn each other down. I see women embarrassing another woman. I see women just being crazy on the net. And I said on the net. On social media. But it's just like, at what point do we not, what happened to girl power and unity and girls have each other's backs? Like, haven't y'all watched movies like Way Next Hell when she burnt the other clothes and girls? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, or the show Girlfriends with Tracy Ellis Ross. I mean, you my girlfriends. I can't say that. But I'm saying, like, don't y'all watch those TV shows? Don't y'all see this stuff? I mean, come on, guys. Like, where's the unity? Where's the let's come together? We need to go back to the Barney days and the, what's the other show? You know what I mean? Just come together. Like, what happened to the girl? Remember that show, Girl? Was a show called Girl Power? Girl, no, Powerpuff Girls. Like, all them shows with unity. I'm just saying, what's going on? Like, why now does it seem like, especially in 2020, that as women we just can't get along? Now, I'm somebody who, I'm not going to put myself in a situation to be around a female that I know, for one, in my opinion, we just don't have nothing in common. I know, in my opinion, that female is pretty much just, I just know that we want two different things out of life. So, that's, and I feel like as women, you have to know the kind of people you surround yourself with. You feel like your friend is negative and she's this and that, don't be around her. But you can get that vibe from females quick. You know the vibe when they come around you, if they about something, if they're not about something, if they fake, if they all about money, if they just not a good person. That's when you know. So I feel like, you know, instead of, don't even put yourself in a situation And then some people just see someone on social media and they hate it that much that they got to tear that person down. Like, I was on social media the other day. Y'all know Toni Braxton. Okay, somebody tweeted her and said, hey, can you sing at my wedding? So she says, start saving up. Everybody on the shade room went crazy. They was like, well, she filed bankruptcy. She sounds like a man. She's this man. I'm like, is that even necessary? Is it necessary? Is it necessary? Like, why? Why? I mean, why as another woman are you tearing another woman down? It probably was a joke for one. Two, it wasn't that deep. I'm sure Toni Braxton knows what she's been through. And you shouldn't judge somebody because they filed bankruptcy. It's tough times in the world. What does that have to do with anything? Because you filed bankruptcy, all of a sudden you're not a good person, or you broken, you this, that, and the third. It's too many people that have money and then file bankruptcy because they want to protect their money. I've heard people that do that too. Trust and believe. And just because you file bankruptcy don't make you broke or make you a bad person or make you seem like you can't pay a damn bill. Because people can't. Trust and believe. So I just was like, what in the world? Why do people do things like that? I was immediately disgusted. And I had this conversation with my boyfriend yesterday. I said, babe, don't get me wrong. I love being black. I love my black people. We fight so hard for all of our things. But I just feel like a lot of women in the African-American community are always tearing each other down. It's like, why do, as black women, do we pit ourselves against each other? Why, as black women, do we act the way we do? Like, sometimes I just question it. Like, and it's not even just black people, it's black women, it's black people in general. And I feel like how we carry ourselves in such a negative light sometimes, it's not good. It's not a good look. But that conversation, I got to say that for another episode, because I don't even want to get that deep right now. But I do want to say, as women, we got to do better. And I'm not just saying calling out black women, I'm talking about all women of all different races. We all got to do better. As women, we got to stop being so damn negative. We got to stop being so nasty and get ourselves together. Like, I mean, I don't see the point in it. I never see the point in other people just being nasty and negative for no reason. I never see the point of other people making other people feel bad about themselves. Like, I don't understand what people get out of that. And we all know a girl like that. Trust me, I went to school with those girls. I've probably been friends with one of those girls. I know around the way girl like that. Trust me, we all know a negative girl. And every time that girl comes around you, she has that negative-ass energy. And it's like a smell in the air. But instead with her, it's that negative energy smell all in the air. It's all around her, and it's in her clothes, and her hair, it's everywhere. And she's just standing in front of you with this negativity. And you're sitting there thinking like, oh, Lord, there goes Sandra with that damn negativity again. Because, you know, sometimes for me, I don't mind listening to my friends. I don't mind listening to people in general. But when all the conversation is about negativity, and I don't want to be around that. I personally don't even want to hear the end of the conversation because I'm like, why are you bringing the negativity around me? Because you bitter. I think a lot of women, they don't see it that way, though. You know, we think, I guess, when we tear another woman down, we're making ourselves look better. And that, like I said, you need to look at Amber Rose. She does that slut walk every year to try to prove that, you know, women can be who the hell they want to be, do what the hell they want to do, and we shouldn't be demonized or put down for. We shouldn't put each other down for the things that we want to do. Because a lot of times, I'm going to be real with y'all, a lot of women that put people down for stuff they do the same thing just behind closed doors where nobody knows or sees it. You got to think about that when you're looking at women who are putting other women down. 9 times out of 10, that woman pretty much is doing the same thing the other woman she's judging is doing. She just, the world doesn't know it. So you got to look at those type of things. And also, if you see someone on social media you don't like, just keep scrolling. Like, did y'all see where, if anybody knows Erica Mena from Love & Hip Hop, and it was a girl on YouTube, she's a famous YouTube star, kind of heavy set girl, not making fun of her weight, but just saying, I guess she was being inappropriate with her daughter, so Erica Mena posted the image of the woman's picture on her Instagram and the video she made, and she was like, she's disgusting, she's an animal, and I'm not going to lie, the video footage I saw, it was disturbing, very, very disturbing. However, I don't know if sometimes it's always the best thing to do is blasting somebody on social media. I think sometimes, why don't we pull that girl over to the side or send her a quick DM in private and talk to her? Because a lot of times blasting them in person, it just makes things worse in a sense. You know, some people, a real friend or a real woman is going to, let's say your wig is crooked. She's going to say, come here, girl. She's going to pull you to the side. She ain't going to embarrass you in front of Johnny and Tim and all the guys out there. She's going to say, come here, girl. And then she's going to whisper to you, baby, your wig is crooked. Let me fix it. And she's going to fix your wig. Okay? She's going to fix that wig. She ain't going to embarrass you in front of the guys. She's going to pull you to the side because that's what a real woman does. In general, a real person with a heart does that, you know? If you see something, you pull the person to the side or you DM. I think some DM them or something. But so many people on social media, they have an issue with somebody. Prime example, K. Michelle always got drama with some female. So, of course, she always got to go to Instagram or Instagram Live or whatever, and she got to talk bad about them and trash them. And it's like, do y'all not have people's phone numbers? Do y'all not have people's DMs? Y'all can't just DM them or get the contact information, such as blasting them on social media. Then you come back 2 days later and she, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to just keep my mouth shut. Then 2 days later, you're opening your mouth again. So it's like, well, yeah, I don't want no whack or fake apology. If you're going to apologize, be real about it. Because to me, if you apologize to someone and 2 days later your ass doing it again, you ain't sorry. You just started, you got caught at that point. You know, so it's like, but it's just sad to see. It's sad to see women tear each other down. It's sad to see so much of the negativity and just the things that I read and see online. And it's just like, what in the world? Like I said, sometimes you have to detox yourself and you have to take yourself away from the internet, because if not, that stuff will bring you down so much, so much. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm the most positive girl in the world, because I'm a woman, yes, and I'm not always positive. I have my doubts and my moments where I get little negative thoughts in my head. But my point is that if we had other women uplifting other women, we wouldn't have time for those negative thoughts. Guarantee, as a woman, we do got to stand on our own. We do got to have our own confidence. We do got to hold our own majority of the time. We can't wait for somebody else to, you know, as that woman say, put our crown on our head and make us do the right things or whatever. But still at the same time, it's always just nice when you do see women uplifting women. And I'm not going to say social media is all negative, because I see some women uplifting women all the time on there too. And in general, in the real world, you see people uplifting women and congratulating them and all this stuff like that. But a lot of people, I think, the women that are negative, they just have a lot going on. You ever watch a reality TV show and you see that angry woman just screaming and yelling and throwing things, and the first thing that goes through your mind is she is so bitter, she is so angry, why is she like that? And a lot of women have been through things in their lives that made them negative. They've been through abusive relationships. They've been through maybe their parents abandoned them or wasn't always there. They've had a lot of issues that we don't even know about. And their camera cuts on, next thing you know, everything just goes out the window. So I think that, but when I see shows like that, I get sad sometimes, because I think to myself, as a woman, why in the hell do you go on TV and sign these contracts and make yourself look like a fool on TV? Then you blame editing. But come on, Lord, you can't blame everything on editing. It is so funny to me when women on reality TV shows go, oh, well, I did that and I did that. They just edited that way. I didn't do that. It was edited. Girl, bye. You know you did it. Stop trying to act like they edited. I agree some reality TV is edited, but you know some of that stuff is real. So you can't blame everything on the editing room and go, oh, they edited that. No, you know you acted a fool. Now you want to play victim and say it's editing. But you still choose to sign that contract and go back to the show each couple months and film. So they can't be that edited if you're going back for your money. So I just think that how women are portrayed sometimes and how they portray themselves is not always in the best light. It's just crazy, you know. I just see so much negativity. But as women, I just think we really have to do better. You know, we have to start breaking that, I guess, that habit. You know, it just makes no sense. So, it's just crazy. But yeah, it's kind of like you have to expect the negativity, because that's what you see on social media. You know, you're going to see that negativity, and it's kind of like, at some points, that's why I tell all of you guys, I'm always telling you guys, take a social media break, because sometimes, you know, that negativity is so unhealthy for you. It really is. It's not good for the body. Even for me, sometimes I have to take a break, because I see so much stuff sometimes, and I'm just mentally like, I can't look at this. see, no more. I got to get off here because it just makes me want to come through my phone sometimes. So I'll be like, why? I want to shake the person. And, you know, you can't. So, yeah. But I always say this, 9 out of 10, the people that are the most negative on social media, they're not happy with their lives. And then, 2, they're probably putting a front on just for the internet. And then, 3, if they see these people in person, they ain't going to say it to their face, so it don't even matter. You go, you see them in person, you're going to run up to them like, I'm your biggest fan. Come on now. You know you are. So, it's too much nastiness and negativity and just, you know, sometimes I don't have time for all that negative crap sometimes in my day. You know, I just want to have a positive vibe, a positive day, you know. That's why, for me, I've always had a small circle of friends. I've never been that girl with a whole bunch of friends. I can count my friends on my hand, literally, because I've never been that female to have a bunch of girls around me. And the people, and I will say this, the people that are my close friends, I grew up with them. They grew up with me in my small town, went to school with me through elementary school, and that's how we knew each other. When I do make new friends, and I have, they don't really last. Those friendships don't last to me because those people that I think are friends don't have the same values as me. They're not the same person as me. And so that doesn't work. And now that I'm older, I can't be around people that don't have what I have or don't have the same values as me because it just wouldn't make sense. So that's why I said it's okay to, if you see a negative female or you get the vibe, to cut that female off before you even stop being friends because you don't want that negativity around you. But at the same time, we have to learn that we don't have to react to everything. If you see something negative on social media or a negative female, you know, why react? Why become negative like that female? You know, and if social media gets you so riled up to the point where you have to be negative, stop using it. Because I feel like there's so many negative people on social media, and they get angry, they get upset, and the next thing I know, they get riled up, they're ready to fight and do all kinds of stuff. So for me, it's about surrounding yourself with people who, I guess, want the same things as you. And just try to ignore the negative people. And so all the negative females out there, I ain't trying to come down on y'all, but you got to do better. Do better, not just for yourself, but if you got kids, do better for your kids. Do better because, in general, why you want to spend your life negative? You know, misery loves company, but I'm not trying to be your company. So get it together. Get it together. You know, and like I said, I'm not judging because I've been that negative female before, too. But it takes time to recognize and realize that that's the female you are, and you try to change that. It's never too late to change. You know, but some people don't want to change. They're just going to, like my boyfriend was saying, he said, babe, some people just love the way they are. They're not going to change. And you got to deal with it, which is true. And I get that. I can't change every negative female in the world. I get it. Some people just going to be miserable for the rest of their lives, and that's on them. But what I can do is talk to you guys about it. And I can let you guys know that life is too damn short to be negative. Be happy. Nothing in your life should have you in a negative space too much. Because life is short, and with everything going on in the world, we got this pandemic, we got Trump as our president. I mean, come on, we got police brutality, Black Lives Matter. We really have to do better, you know, and want better for ourselves and for our future, you know, kids and future husbands or whatever. You know, we just have to want better. But, you know, I just see so much negativity, so I want to do this podcast episode. Because I was like, why is there so much negativity coming from females? And I don't want y'all to think I came down on any race, because negative people come from all races, not just the Black people. It's all races. But I do want to point out that it is disappointing sometimes to see my color act the way they do. It's disappointing to see how people expect us to act a fool, and we go ahead and do it. And I feel like it's sad because, in a sense, we want that respect from other people, other cultures. We don't respect our own culture. So how can we respect from somebody else when we don't respect our own culture? So for me, it's not trying to bring down any race, or especially my race, because I love my people, but it's just to shed light on the negativity sometimes, you know, and negative, like I said, I don't know what happened just now, something got caught, got stuck. Like I said before, negativity can come from all races, it can, but you have to try to be better than that, you know, you can't allow negativity to pull you down. So what I want all you to know is that I love my girls. I love y'all to death, the girls that tune into me. I want the best for y'all, and I want y'all to shake that negativity off. If you have a negative friend around you or a negative family member, shake that person off and let them go. They're not worth it. They're too negative, and they ain't going to do nothing but bring you into that negative space. So I'm telling you, when people are negative around you, it starts to get to you. It starts to make you become negative. And then before you know it, you're like being super negative for no damn reason, because this person has pretty much drugged you into their bad mood. Like, some people will be in a bad mood, and it puts me in a bad mood. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I come home, my dad, he's been occasionally had an attitude here and there because maybe he had a bad day at work. And the next thing you know, I get in a bad mood because he's in a bad mood. And it sucks because sometimes people will bring that negativity to you, and then it makes you want to, you know, get upset too. So it's things that we have to learn. I'm learning too, trust and believe. So everything I talk to you guys about is stuff because I've been through it. I know people who are going through it. And because I know we all got to, I'm still working on me, and I know it's a process. But you can't, don't allow negative. You see something negative on the internet, don't let nobody pull you in. Don't go back and forth with nobody online. Hit the damn block button and keep it moving. Like that guy, Christian Keith, famous actor, he's on the page. If you don't like what the beat he put on the page, get off his page. Have a nice day. Goodbye. And that's how I agree. If you see something on social media you don't like, you don't got to respond to the damn thing. Keep scrolling. Enjoy your day. Because I'm telling you, people don't care. They're just going to block your ass anyway. So what's the point? And then after you do it, and then what I never understand is when people are negative or mean to somebody, what do you gain out of being mean and negative? Like, what do you get out? Do you get a cookie? What do you get? You get a dollar? I mean, what do you get out of being negative? I just never understood that. What do you get out of that? I mean, I don't know. I always wanted to question people who do that. Like, what do you get? Like, what did you get? Did you get a prize? Because I don't know. And then some people will have the nerve to say, I'm a child of God in their biography, in their little bio. A child of God? But you were just cursing somebody out a minute ago for doing something you didn't like. Stop putting that stuff in your bowels, by the way. Don't say you're a child of God I pray every day and all this crap. You know, girl, you a Christian. Well, you know, goodness well, you be on the internet arguing with everybody when you don't like something they don't post. When they post something you don't like, you be the main one fucking, but you supposed to be a Christian. Yeah, right. I ain't going to lie. We all say we're Christian because I say I'm a Christian. At the end of the day, Christians are not perfect. We curse. We have moments. We do things we shouldn't always do. The point is, I wouldn't put that exactly in my bio because I feel like, you know, what is that? What does that say? You can't put Christian in your bio, but then you're acting a fool every other day on Instagram or Facebook. I mean, I don't know. I'm glad I don't use Facebook no more, y'all. Thank you, freaking God, because that, Lord, if I was still using Facebook, I'd be crazy as hell, y'all. That site is even more negative than Instagram. Lord Jesus. Thank God I don't use it. The crazy part is, my boyfriend loves Facebook. Facebook is everything. I'm like, babe, really? I love Instagram. He likes Facebook. He's like, well. And so it's funny because he's like, he don't like Instagram like I do. And I don't like Facebook like he do. So he's like, well, you like your Instagram. I like my Facebook. I said, yep, we keep it separate because I don't get on Facebook personally. I mostly just use my Instagram. I mean, if I want to post a picture here and there and stuff, I don't do Facebook at all. I can't do it. It's just too much negativity. I don't do negative, man. Everybody putting their business on there. I'm like, I'm good. Whew. But like I said, guys, anyway, what I want to say to you guys, peace and love, guys. I got to get ready to go back into work in a minute. And this is one thing I want to say to you guys. Shake that negativity. Say it with me. Shake that negativity. Do not be negative. Love your neighbor. Enjoy your day. And if you're that negative girl, do better. Do better. Okay? Do better. And again, like I said, not judging any race, not judging anyone, just telling you my opinion and how I feel, and shake that negativity off, y'all. Ignore the negative people, y'all get it together. All right, guys, peace and love.